This is A Different Nature, and my name is Richard, and I'm your host, and welcome to the show. This is a program of new music and sonic art, and tonight on A Different Nature, we are going to be fulfilling yet another listener request. And if you're fairly new to the show and don't know what's going on here, every May, when I celebrate the anniversary of this show, we do a phone-in show where I ask listeners who've been around for a little while listening to this show to call in, and I put you on the air, and we just discuss what you'd like to see, what you'd like to hear in the upcoming year. And we will be doing that next month, May 11th, and that'll be our 26th anniversary phone-in show. And so if you've been listening to the show for a while and kind of have an idea of what we do here, then go ahead and think about what you might like to hear, whether it's a piece of music or whether it's a composer's work or whether it's a genre or whether it's a particular instrument. Whatever that might be, if you heard something in the last year and you want to hear more of whatever that was, whatever. So put that in your put that bug in your ear and think about it, and that'll be coming up in a couple of weeks here on A Different Nature. So what are we doing tonight? We are fulfilling a listener request for the music of Lou Harrison. And Lou Harrison is was a Portland-born artist. He died here just a few years ago, born back in 1917. And although he was considered to be kind of a sort of parochial rural artist, for what reason, I don't know. I think of him much more as a kind of an explorer, a Pacific Rim explorer, because he draws from a lot of different types of music, styles of music from around the Pacific Rim. And that's what we'll be doing tonight, is traveling around, and you'll be hearing a lot of music that sounds sometimes very Asian or very Indian or very Southeast Asian, or there's going to be a little bit of gamelan. And we're going to start off with a lot of percussion. And as usual, I'm going to let the music go continuously with the exception of station identification about an hour in. And otherwise, I'll come on at the end, and I will give you a timed playlist, which means that if you hear something you really like, you might make a note of the time and wait till the end of the show at about 10:45 when I'll come on and give you the time playlist. Or you can call me here at 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. And we're going to start off the show tonight with some pieces from the late 1930s, early 1940s, some percussion pieces composed by Lou Harrison. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
KBOO, Portland. Enough. Yeah. I thought I was going to make it through the evening without technical difficulties, but it didn't happen. So anyway, here's your time playlist. Sorry, we didn't have that grand finale there. But anyway, you've been listening to the music of Lou Harrison here on A Different Nature, a show of new music and sonic art. Maybe I'm done tearing equipment apart at Free Geek, so maybe this stuff will stop now that I'm not ripping equipment apart. I was going to burn some sage around my body tonight before I came in, and I didn't do it. Maybe I should have done that. I don't know what's going on with the technical problems, but hopefully someday. Anyway, from 9:05 to 9:21, we were listening to a CD called Labyrinth, performed by the Maelstrom Percussion Ensemble, and that's on the Hat Now Art label. From 9:05 to 9:11, we heard Double Music, which Lou Harrison composed with John Cage. 9:11 to 9:17, we heard Seed, which was the third movement of a piece called Labyrinth Number 3. And from 9:17 to 9:21, we heard Moderato, the first movement of a piece called Sweet. Again, all of those from Labyrinth. From 9:21 until 9:40, we were listening to music from a CD called Drums Along the Pacific, and that's on the new Albion Records label. From 9:21 to 9:30, we heard Symphony, S-I-M-F-O-N-Y, number 13. 9:30 to 9:34, we heard Fugue. 9:34 to 9:40, we heard a song of Quetzalcoatl. And again, all of those from Drums Along the Pacific. 9:40 to 9:45, we heard the second movement of the Fifth Symphony, just titled Slow and Dramatic. And that, again, was from Labyrinth. And then 9:45 to 9:47, we heard Solo to Anthony Cerrone. And that was from Drums Along the Pacific. From 9:47 to 9:51, I made an error and played something that I shouldn't have, but which repeated later, and I'll give it to you then. So then from 9:51 to 9:54, we heard Gending, which was the first movement of a piece called Varied Trio. And from 9:54 to 9:58, we heard Elegy, which is the third movement of Varied Trio. Then 9:58 to 10:05, we heard the first movement of Suite for Violin and American Gamelan. And 10:05 to 10:09, Air, which is the third movement of Suite for Violin and American Gamelan. So all of that from about 10:51 to 10:09 was from a CD called La Coro Sutro, L-A-K-O-R-O-S-U-T-R-O, and that, again, is on the new Albion label. 10:09, we heard the station ID. Then 10:09 to 10:17, we heard Three Naughty for Carlos Chavez, and that was from Drums Along the Pacific. Then from 10:17 until 10:28, we were listening to pieces from a CD called Rhymes with Silver. And that was, let's see, and that's on the new Albion label. So from 10:17 to 10:21, we heard another Three Naughty. 10:21 to 10:24, in honor of Prince Cantamin. From 10:24 to 10:28, Five Tone Kit. Again, those three pieces from Rhymes with Silver. 10:28 to 10:42, we heard about a 14.5-minute piece called Canticle Number 3 from Drums Along the Pacific. Then from 10:42 to 10:46, two short 2-minute pieces, Avalokiteshvara, the second movement of Harp Suite, and Jhala, the fourth movement of Harp Suite. Those two pieces from a CD called The Perilous Chapel, and that's on the new Albion Records label. And then from 10:46 until now, we went back to La Coro Sutro, and 10:46 we heard Bowl Bells, the second movement of Varied Trio, and then from 10:49, garbled, sadly, Dance, the fifth movement of Varied Trio. And now here we are, and I've got just about a minute to tell you. Next week is part 4 of the Musique Concrète, the beginnings of Musique Concrète. That'll be next week. We'll be listening to an American for a change, Todd Dockstader. On the 11th, we will have our 26th anniversary phone-in show. So if you've got requests for things you want to hear in upcoming shows, that's a good time to call in, and you'll be on the air talking with me and talking with other people, and we'll decide what we're going to do for the next year. And then on the 18th, Classics, Antiques, and Curios, another evening of minimalism, the continuing story of Counterpoint by David Borden and Mother Mallard. And on the 25th, Time Adrift with Alvin Lucier and Fred Hauser and Pauline Oliveras, David Gamper, Urs Lim Gruba. And I got to get out of here. You're tuned to KBOO Portland Community Radio, listener-supported radio. Next up, Night of the Living Tongue. And we're going to go out with a piece from Labyrinth called Bomba. Thanks for your calls and your comments. Good night.
Tuned to Night of the Living Tongue, and this is Jennifer Robin, your host. This is your local weekly experimental variety show where almost everything you hear on the show, almost, oh, at least 49 weeks of every year is all live. Tonight is a rare exception, but tonight will be fantastic. Nevertheless, sometimes it's the non-live shows that truly do have consistent quality the whole time, so you can be guaranteed that this evening with tonight's guest, Seth Neal. And I'm going to get him on the microphone so he can say hello to you and introduce you to his world, give you information to reach him, and tell you a bit about what you will be hearing tonight.
I think we'll just start first with music. I'm going to start from my CD, Umbra. the first track called Naus, and the CD is on the Edition .. record label out of Atlanta, Georgia, and this CD came out in 2000, so we're just going to listen to some of the first track, and I will come back later.
Okay, we shall have music speak for itself.
Thank you. We've been listening to Naos from the CD Umbra from 2000. And I'd like to let everyone know about a sound event that is happening at PNCA next Friday, May 5th. I'm collaborating with students at PNCA on a spatialized sonic performance in the atrium space there, the commons of PNCA. One of the pieces involves two FM transmitters and participants carrying radios throughout the building. And the other piece involves participants playing objects such as wood, firecrackers, voice, rattles, and again wandering throughout the space and surrounding the audience.
It's always good to repeat who you are and where this is.
Okay.
Because now someone's intrigued after hearing you describe it.
Once again, I'm Seth Neal, and this concert is happening Friday, May 5th at 8 o'clock p.m. And I'll repeat the information again at the end of the show. Next, we'll go into a collaboration that I've been working on with another Portland composer named Matthew Marble. And we recently completed a CD together, which is called Eclipsis. And the CD should be coming out this year on the Seattle label called And Or. And we'll be listening to a track called Flock.
You are tuned to Night of the Living Tongue, and you are listening to recordings by tonight's guest, Seth Neal, and he is here in the studio to tell you about his many projects and an upcoming show and a website where, if you like what you hear, you can visit it. There you are.
Okay, we were just listening to the first track from my first CD going back to 96, 97, on the K-On label out of France, and that track was called Cirrus. The CD is called Tracing the Skins of Clouds. Before that, we were hearing a collaboration with Matthew Marble, a track called Flock. And if you are interested in looking at a website with discography and scores and writings and links and all the rest, you can look at www.sethneil, that's S-E-T-H-N-E-H-I-L, .artdocuments.org, artdocuments.org. I'd like to take the opportunity of having this show to play some, to try to focus on unreleased work, work that has been finished in the last year or so and which should be released in the next year or so. One of those is a solo CD called Amusia, and that will be released on the American label called Alluvial Recordings out of Minneapolis sometime in 2006. And the tracks don't have titles. We will be hearing Amusia Part 3.
What you were listening to is a new song from the world of Seth Neill, but you might not want to call it world. I don't know, because during this time I got to ask about these things. I liked how dynamic that last one is, and I was asking Seth. I don't know if you want to reveal your secrets or not. I was wondering how many tracks one could imagine was on that, and how full that was. And you want to. And I also, you can, I asked tons of things, and now I'm saying, what will I repeat? And then I was saying, what sorts of feelings do you have when you make an environment like that? And that would be a good answer. You tell me, because to the just person on the street going, what sort of feelings do you have when you make these? Or what would you, how would you describe this environment of sound? And what is your answer?
I wouldn't say that I'm trying to determine the feeling really of the piece or of the listener. What I'm often trying to do in my work is to set up a feeling of a process that's occurring or transforming over time. So I guess I'm well.
Well,
the title of that piece is Amusia, and so I guess Amusia is the scientific term for it's related to the term aphasia, which is the loss of the ability to understand language, and Amusia is the musical cousin. So the loss of ability to understand music, and I guess I was going through a period of some fairly deep questioning about what my ideas of music were and why I was making it, and feeling that I, on the one hand, feeling that I had lost the ability to understand music, and then I guess also trying to make a music, a kind of music that would express the forgetting of how to make music. So, which I suppose is a paradoxical thing, but so it is.
Well, another thing that you said when before we were on the air was when I was saying what sort of feelings would you give the environment, and you said that you don't. Whereas some people listening might go, I can imagine a guy in his basement hammering there, or someone else might say, oh, I can feel that it's the jungle. And your answer to that was, you don't think of a direct emotion or an image when you're composing.
Yeah, that's just the way I am as a listener. And other people are much more imagistic, images pop into their head immediately. It's true both for when I'm composing and for when I'm listening to other people's music. I've just I'm concentrating very closely on the kinds of timbres that I hear and the textures and the structure and the layers, that's enough for me. So that's, I guess that's what I pay attention to while I'm composing as well.
Well, you're into the sound itself, and a lot more.
Yeah.
Do you think
if there
yourself?
Is such a thing as sound itself, it seems to always attach itself to sound has the capability of attaching itself to every situation, and I enjoy allowing that attachment to occur in whatever way it does.
So your process, would you say it's very improvised, that you don't have an idea of what the whole song is going to be ahead of time?
It's a mix. I often have a fairly clear idea of the kind of texture that I'm looking for, but structurally the pieces go through a lot of changes in the studio. So the end result is never what I expect, I'll put it that way.
You're listening to Seth Neill, and is this next one going to be also unreleased?
Yeah, the next one actually is still a work in progress. This is maybe one of the sections that's more finished. Before we do that, I just want to briefly remind listeners, if there are any, about this concert that I am collaborating with PNCA students on. It's going to be happening Friday, May 5th at 8 p.m. In the PNCA Commons. And I'm playing or realizing two pieces. One is called Sound Event for Two FM Radio Transmitters and Players with Radios. The other is called For 12 Players with Objects Spaced Around a Perimeter. Briefly, just to describe the pieces, the first one involves pre-recorded, electronically manipulated sounds being broadcast over two low-watt FM transmitters, and the participants carrying the radios throughout the space and using their voices to make a kind of chorus of sound. The players will begin scattered among the audience and move outwards, bouncing the sound off the walls. When they reach the furthest point at which they can hear the other radios, they'll tune the dial off the station to mix with static and then return. The second piece consists entirely of acoustic sounds, harmonicas, pieces of wood being thrown, shouts, and firecrackers. The players will be scattered throughout the space and surrounding the audience. So I hope if you're enjoying what you hear that you'll come out Friday, May 5th. At 8 p.m. PNCA.
And that's Seth Neal. And one more time, what's your website address?
The website is www.sethneal, last name is spelled N-E-H-I-L, .artdocuments.org. And so we'll finish with one track, short track, called Thatch. And it's from still work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Seth Neal on Night of the Living Tongue.
in your life.